tying up loose ends. No, not gift wrapping. Politics. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our quick look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. We're joined now by Matt Murphy with the State House News Service. Thanks for your time, Matt.
Thanks for having me, Carrie.
Hey, what are some of the items lawmakers want to tie up before the end of the year?
Yeah, and I should just note for the record, I could use some tying up of the gift wrapping as well, running a little behind. But lawmakers do have a few weeks to go before the new session starts, and they are taking a look at anything and everything that they could possibly get done. And one of the things we're watching closely is whether or not the Senate decides to act on something that the House has already done to kind of increase the pressure on National Grid to end a lockout of its gas workers. Other things we're also watching, the governor has been holding out hope and pushing for his housing bill that seemed to kind of flounder in the late days of the session in July. There's also a few conference committee bills that haven't been completely pronounced dead, including one governing short-term rentals through sites like Airbnb. The speaker said that conversations have been ongoing, but it's looking less and less likely as these days tick off the calendar and the holidays arrive that any of this could get done.
On Friday, the Worcester Redevelopment Authority unanimously authorized a 10-year lease with the state to relocate the Cannabis Control Commission's headquarters to Union Station. Worcester, the headquarters of Table Talk Pies, the future home of a minor league baseball team, and the future headquarters of the state's marijuana brain trust. Are they trying to send a message with this location?
Yeah, I mean, I think they are. It's an interesting choice for them and good for them. You know, we've seen some agencies that are outside of the Boston area, like the Massachusetts Lottery, try to move back closer to the city, back closer to the seat of government here in Boston. They're shifting their headquarters from Braintree into the city. We've seen government try to use office space like this to help revitalize neighborhoods in Boston, but it's been about branching outside of downtown into neighborhoods like Dorchester or Roxbury, not necessarily getting outside of this metro area and moving to someplace like Worcester. But, you know, this will bring jobs and maybe people will be moving out there. They're not going to want to commute. There's obviously the risk or downside of not being close to the Capitol where there will be meetings and things that they need to be here for. I think that's why the CCC is also looking for some temporary space that they could also have in the city if they need to do business here. But, you know, it's a good thing for Worcester, and I think it sends a strong message that they're not just Boston-focused.
Finally, Matt, the state's lottery director and interim head of the Gaming Commission have an interesting and some might say totally obvious message for parents about holiday gifts. Could you unpack that?
Yeah, I mean, this seems like an obvious a warning, I guess, but, you know, the lottery is partnering with some of the compulsive gambling groups and people concerned about the spread of compulsive gambling and reminding people that scratch tickets, Powerball tickets, even casino chips that you might win on the floor are not really appropriate gifts for children this holiday season. So they're reminding people that, you know, maybe they should think of something a little less gaming focus to give their nieces and nephews or their kids under the tree this year, and hopefully everyone will heed that call. It seems like common sense, but sometimes these reminders can help and go a long way.
Matt Murphy, reporter and associate editor with the State House News Service in Boston. Thanks so much for joining us, Matt.
Thanks for having me.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. You can subscribe to this podcast and others, including the shortlist, NEPR's Week in Review, at our website. That's nepr.net/podcast hub. This is New England Public Radio. ¶¶